Hey everybody, it is Toronto Unicorn. Now I am all dressed up because I just got home from Club M4. I went there with some friends just looking to have a good voyeuristic experience, and I saw things happen tonight at Club M4 that I have never seen happen before. Okay, so one of them is that I saw sounding. That is when you put an instrument inside the male urethra. And I didn't know people did this in sex clubs or like clubs or swinger clubs, but I saw it right there in the open, and a lot of people were walking by and like, you know, wow. And I gotta say, you're not supposed to yuck someone's yum in this lifestyle. If you don't like something, that's fine, but you don't say anything. There's something different though when it gives a bodily reaction. So some people, including myself, were like, ooh, like I couldn't imagine that feeling of something going in that hole. So it was weird because, you know, you don't outwardly normally show that something's a little uncomfortable, but a lot of people were like, oh, I don't know if I could do that. So yeah, I saw a girl with lots of these different, like, you know, long, very, very thin. She would lube it up and like he was nice and, you know, hard, and she would be like putting it in. So that's number one. Number two is I saw for the first time ever being used the female glory hole. I walked by and I saw this half of a woman because she was wearing this beautiful bodysuit and heels. And I saw her basically legs open in the air, just a lineup of guys taking their turn. And she didn't know who was in the front, like who was there, because she had this like, you know, the thing was separating her. And if you want to know what the female glory hole looks like, think of a pizza oven. And you can always find that on the Club M4 video as well. You can see that on your screen below. This is what I saw, a woman being, you know, serviced inside this female glory hole. Yeah, the sounding thing, I remember being like, is that really happening? Like, is that girl really just right there? And although, like, there's some debate about whether that should have happened in the public view or not, I really think more about the concern of hazards. Like, what if you were like delicately handling and someone comes up and like knocks you? Like I don't know, you need to be really trusting, but it's not every day a seasoned swinger like me is surprised by what she sees at the sex club. So I just share the news. Shout out to Heather 1 and Heather 2, the two lovely ladies I met tonight who watched my channel and had all nice things to say about it. I definitely met a lot of people who came up and gave me some good feedback. And I remember this gentleman, he gave me some very rich feedback about my content. And he said, like, it's really helpful because it's so relatable and it's real. And the truth is, it's true. It's not glossy. If I have a bad night, I show I have a bad night. I don't, you know, put on a brave face and pretend this lifestyle is all, you know, puppy dogs, rainbows, and everything else. Sometimes you have bad nights, sometimes you have bad hookups. So I really appreciated getting to know some of these viewers, and yeah, pretty cool night. TorontoUnicorn.com has all links, and yeah, this is my outfit that I wore. Now I'm on YouTube, I've got to be careful, and so I'm gonna take a few more photos of this for my fan page, so you're gonna have to come there to see the rest.